The Mishnah brought down that a mechusa begadim is mechalal avoida. So if the kohen is not wearing the regimented begadim that he's supposed to wear, kohen gadol, kohen hedyot, so he's mechalal avoida. So more now works on the alfusa where we learned it from. Gemara says like this, Minolan. How do we bechlal know that a mechusa begadim pasels avoida? Says the Gemara, Omar Ravavu, Omar Rav Yechanan, Umata bo Meshmed, Rav Lazar bo Rav Shimon, Omar Kho, Vechogarto, Oysam Avneit, Aron Ubono, Vechovashto, Lamikbois, Vechoysa Lohem, Kunosam lechukas oilam. Bizman shebigdeyem aleyem kunosam aleyem. Ain bigdeyem aleyem, ain kunosam aleyem. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that we don't need a separate pasuk to tell us lechare the mitzvah of begadim bigdey kuna is nothing more than a mitzvah saseh. It's a mitzvah saseh that a kohen should wear begadim. In fact, the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam counts it as a mitzvah saseh, separate mitzvah, for a kohen to wear begadim. If you look in Sefer Mitzvahs, here, mitzvah lamed gimel. The Rambam says, "Lilvoish begadim miyuchadim l'chavod ul'sefores." There's a mitzvah, the raisa, that the kohen should wear begadim for glory, for honor and glory, for oz yavoid, and only then should he do avoid it. And then he brings down the mitzvah of the Kohen Gadol, and by Kohen Gadol he changes the language a little bit, but the same thing. Sheyilvash begadim elu tomid b'migdash. He should always be wearing these begadim in the Beis HaMikdash. So the only difference, the nuance of difference between the way he brings the mitzvah asay of bidei kuna by Kohen Hedid, the Kohen Gadol, is that by Kohen Hedid he says that it's really B'shas Avoid. Right? He should wear these begadim. Mitzvahs I say to wear them. V'oz Yavoid. By the Kohen Gadol, he says, Sheyilbash begadim elu tomid b'mikdash. That's what he says. So, but the bottom line is that the Rambam counts Big Day Kahuna as a mitzvah. Right? Mitzvah on its own that the Kohen should wear. Pasuk says that a Big Day Kodesh L'chavad ul'sefores. It's a mitzvah asay to wear big day kuhuna. So ordinarily, if a kohen would do avoda without the big day kuhuna, you would say he's mevatel or mitzvah asay. That's all. In fact, it's interesting. If Sadia Gaon, in his Sefer Mitzvahs, they don't quote him here, in Megillas Esther, but if Sadia Gaon only counts kohen gadol as a separate mitzvah. Kohen Hedid, he doesn't count it as a mitzvah of wearing begadim. So it could in fact be that he may hold as a difference in halacha. Kohen Hedid maybe holds like the Ramban. You see, the Ramban holds that Levisha's big day kuhuna is not a mitzvah. It's a machshir avoida. It's not a separate mitzvah to wear big day kuhuna. The Ramban is masik on the Rambam here in the Sefer Mitzvahs. And he says, I don't see that big day kuhuna is a separate mitzvah. Big day kuhuna is how a kohen has to do avoida. Just like there's no mitzvah for the kohen, separate mitzvah for the kohen to wash his hands, or for the kohen to stand when he does avoida. It's all machshirei. Because when a kohen does avoida, he didn't lamed l'sharos. He has to be standing. He's mekayim a separate mitzvah when he gets up to do avoda. Not. It's a hechshir avoida. So the Ramban views it in the same way that the mitzvah of levishas begadim is not an independent mitzvah. It's part of avoida. See, he doesn't count it as a mitzvah. Rav Sadia Gaon is in between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban doesn't count it at all. Rav Sadia Gaon counts it as a mitzvah by Kohen Gadol and not by Kohen Hedid. But Ech Sheyir, it definitely, if you learn like the Rambam for sure, right, there would be no svara to say that it makes the avoid a possible. It's a bitl mitzvah, I say. So the Gemara here seems to be saying, but the fact that the Torah used the Lashon for hoysa lehem kunas oilam, The fact that that's the way the Torah said this mitzvah saseh means that the Torah was megala that if they're not wearing the begadim, they're not kohan. So in other words, it's mechal avoida, not because there's some kind of iser of doing avoida. Like the other mechal avoida, there's an iser, tumah, pigul. These are all isurim, right? By this case, Big Day Kahuna, it's not the iser of doing avoida without the begadim. It's plain simple. You don't have the begadim, you're a zar. Huh? I don't know what that means. That's the iser to be metame is nothing to do with avod. There's a separate miut in the Gemara, bnei Aaron v'loy bnei Aaron. That's not part of avod. Emor el Hakohen and bnei Aaron. Anybody who's a descendant of Aaron Hakohen has a setumah. To the point that we need a pasuk to be a mamayit woman. That's a separate halach. And Taka, that's the way Rashi, if you look Rashi by us, he seems to learn that way. He seems to learn, look at Rashi, the Vahoyis Elohim, on the bottom of the daf, Halavisha Hazois Lekuhuna, Alma Kuhunosam Tluya Bibigdehem. So we see that the kohen is totally in their begadim. The Eloi havaluhu zorim. And if they don't have the begadim, they're considered zorim. Ubezor ashkechon de meichel avoida. So Rashi seems to learn very strongly that it's not even a separate pasuk. It's like a gilui. In other words, once the Torah is telling me he's a zor, now I open up my shulchan aruch. What's the halacha of a zor does avoida? Now there is a problem with this. There's actually two problems on both extremes. One problem is that a boma, the Gemara brings a whole pasuk later on in Kuf Yutes. We'll talk about it later on actually. The Gemara talks about doing avoida on a boma without big day kuhuna. Right? Now, if you're going to tell me that the whole din of begadim is to give the kohen a din zor, there's two ways to understand where's the chilul avoda coming. One is the fact that he's going in without begadim. Just like if he goes in betuma, it's mechal avoda. So there's an isra to do avoda without begadim, and it's the isra avoda that makes the chilul avoda, if that's the case. So we understand by Obama, we need a pasuk to tell us by a bama he doesn't have to wear begadim, and therefore if he doesn't wear begadim, it's not mechal avodah. Simple. But if you learn like Rashi, the way Rashi reads, and the Gemara really reads that way, Rashi is just making it super clear that it's not a separate chil avodah. Rashi's learning the Torah was megala that if you don't wear the begadim, you're a zor. He says, and now you're pasul al zor. So by a boma, zor is allowed to do avoid. So why would you need, according to Rashi, according to the simple reading of the Gemara, and surely the way Rashi explains the Gemara, why would you need a separate pasuk by boma in relationship to the big day kahuna? He's a zor. A zor could do avoid on a boma. So again, if you learn there's a mitzvah kahuna to wear begadim, and the lack of it is mechal avoida, then we need the Torah to tell us a new halacha that in a bama, even though you're a kohen, you're degraded, you don't need the big day kohen. But according to Rashi, Rashi is very clear in our sugya that the chilul avoida is all just we go back to the zar. Ubezar ashkechon de mechal avoida. So that's why it's not so simple to learn that way. The flip side, another sugya which is seems to be a shtickle raya that l'chayre big day kuhuna don't make somebody into a zar is the fact that the Gemara brings a pasuk in kedushin that noshim can't do avoid. Right? If you're going to tell me that the fact that you don't have begadim makes you automatically into a zar, See, so long that you're telling me that it's a separate din of begadim. So then, if a woman would be kosher to do avodah, she doesn't need begadim. Why? Because there's no mitzvah for her to wear a baggit. There's no mitzvah for her to wear a big day corner. So therefore, I need a separate pasuk to say, B'nai Aaron, V'loi B'nai Aaron, the Gemara in Kedushin Lamed Vav, where you have all those cases of mitzvahs, which woman are chayiv, which woman are potter. Over there, the Gemara brings a pasuk that a woman doesn't do avodah. So the Rishonim asked for a kasha over there. What do you mean she's typically no begadim? So one of the answers given in the Rishonim, so what? There's no mitzvah to do a begadim. Meaning, the avodah is not going to become possible because there's no begadim. There's no mitzvah to wear begadim. But if you learn the way Rashi is explaining to us, Asagi over here, in order to be a kohen, you need begadim. So there's no kohenah. There's no begadim. There's no kohenah. So it doesn't help, in other words. Tosfos in Kiddushin says that in one of his answers, he says, here's this kasha. How could a woman be called, the Gemara's mashma without a pasuk, a woman be able to do avodah? Presumably, without begadim. I mean, there's no begadim for a woman to wear in the basement. The Torah never gave a mitzvah for a woman to wear. It's only for Bnei Aaron. So can you do without begadim? So l'charet should be pasul. Altar Gemara. So Tosfos says, well, since they don't have a chiyuv to wear the begadim, memela, it's not going to become pasul. That's all fine and dandy if you learn that the reason why the avodah is pasul is because you were over the inyan of levishas begadim. But if you learn the way Rashi is saying, which is that when the Torah introduced kohuna, it only introduced it as you don your kohuna, basically, you put your kohuna on. So a woman doesn't have that. A woman, Pasha, doesn't have it. Which it l'chayra, again, this you have to know, one teretz and tosis is, since there's no mitzvah to wear begotten by a woman, it wouldn't make it possible by not wearing the begotten. That doesn't flow with what's going on here. The other teretz he gives maybe would flow, but it also needs clarity. L'chayra, what would be if a woman, according to Rashi, she did put on begotten? She put on begotten. What would be that law? I would simply say it shouldn't work. Ain't big day amaleim, ain't kunos amaleim. We see from our Gemara, if a kohen hagid wears big day kohen gadol, he's called mechusa begadim. Right? He's wearing, and not only that, that's yito begadim. It's also possible. Doesn't work for him. Right? So simply, if an isha would put on begadim that were never prescribed to her, that would be equivalent to not wearing the begadim. L'chayra. So shivaita should not be a kohen. Because it's interesting, that's the other teretz of Tosfos. Tosfos in Kiddushin Lamed Vav gives two answers. Neither one seemed to drive with the way Rashi is learning Harsu. One mahalach Tosfos says is that since they don't need it, so it doesn't disturb us, that they don't have it. What do you mean, but they don't have kohen? The other teretz, Tosfos Vaistachos holds, he's trying to answer this question. Where's the kohuna? They wear it. What does that do? They're not wearing their begadim. They're wearing begadim that the Torah introduced for the Bnei Aaron. The Torah never introduced the Bechlav for Bnei Aaron, which is the whole premise of Tosfos Kasha. That's Tosfos Kasha, obviously. Tosfos Kasha is that, and that's why Tosfos even says, my read that they will love Shem. Not that they're mechuyev to wear it, because in Parshas Tetzaveh, the Torah never introduced big day kuhuna for the woman. Forgetting that l'chayr will be lo yilbash, but I'm not going to go into that. L'chayr will be a lav of lo yilbash to wear a big day kuhuna. L'chayr. Should be lo yilbash. So although our Gemara simply reads the way Rashi is saying, which is that there's no kuhuna without begadim, can't simply just learn that way, because if you learn that simple, then the Gemara by Bama doesn't work, and the Gemara by Benayis Aaron doesn't work. So we're going to have to fine-tune that, even though that's the way it simply reads here.
But it's only from a minui perspective. In other words, it's not as
Exactly. No, by a bummer, you don't need minui. That whole sifri in Parashas Korach.
No, exactly. So
why would you think you do need begadim?
Because
you're making it worse.
No, because a kayin is not a zor. In other words, the zor by a bummer is a mamish zor. It's not a kayin. It doesn't come from shame and honor. Oh, but a kayin who is missing mechusah begadim.
But there's no minui by a bummer. There is no minui. Even a kohen doesn't get minui.
It makes no difference, but a kohen...
What are you... Zev, what are you trying to gain with minui? Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu. It's a geshmak and you say minui, but I don't know what's it doing here.
That the begodim don't make him a zor like a regular zor who's a yisrael.
Agreed. So therefore... No, the Tefillah says he doesn't need begadim.
That's right.
Why would I think he needs begadim? You're telling me now the reason why a kohen needs begadim normally is for minui. And by boma you need no minui. There's no mishmer, there's no goyro, there's no minui at all. Anybody wants clothes does avoid it. So why would you think you need begadim? Zev, you're making it much worse.
No, for a zor, but a kohen, who, in order to start anywhere, has to have some sort of...
It's not true! By a boma, a kohen doesn't need minui. There weren't no mishmeres or anything. You just walked the avodah.
Yeah, but you would think that a kohen would, because therefore you need to pass
the... You need a kohen needs what?
He needs all the begadim. He needs everything.
Minui. So then there should be a pasuk that tells me you don't need minui. You're going like this. The Torah should say, by the way, you don't need a mishmer. You don't need... Torah doesn't tell us by a bama. For that, the Torah lies on the fact that a zor is good. So you know you don't need minui. So I know I don't need minui from the fact that a zor is good. And all of a sudden, by the big day kuna, which is part of the minui process,
but it's not.
That doesn't make sense. I think what you're saying increases the kasha, makes the kasha even stronger. That's what I think. Anyway, so Gemara says like this. So the Gemara says, we learn it out from Ein Big Deir Men Kulos Amalim. Says the Gemara, that's where we learn it from. From Yehoch and Afke. Yilhel. Tamalai Mayayin V'Sheikh Al Teish. Lahagl Ben HaKodesh U'Ben HaKoyl. This is talking about the Isra of Shtuye Yayin. And over there, it says over there, Mechusa Begadim, Shloi Chutz Yudayim V'Raglayim Binayin. How do we know also if you're mechusa begadim? Tamud loy ma'ar chuka chuka l'gzeir ha'shava. So we have a chuka chuka to gzeir ha'shava. And mele, just like shtuya yayin is mechal avoida, this is also mechal avoida. So what? En kunasam aleim, typically you have a chuka chuka from shtuya yayin. That's the Gemara's question. Says the Gemara, mehosam, if I would just have the gzeir ha'shava, then hava mina ani mili avoida the zor chayevol amisa. That would only be an avoida tama, a full avoida with chayev misa on it, like haktora zriku kudoima. Aval avoida the ain zor chayevol amisa a maloi. Right there, you wouldn't be able to learn it from shtuyayin kamash malon this pasuk of a hoyselam kunas oilam bisman shebigdeim aleim kunasam aleim. That's what you need it for. That's the basic idea. Now, some of the Rishonim learn, now we reverse it. Now that we have the Pasuk of Kunas Olam, which teaches me that any Avoid is Mischalel without Big Day Kuna, now the Gzer Shava goes the other way. Now, for Shtuya Yayin, even Avoid Shena Tama is Mechalel Avoid. In other words, we were asking, why don't we learn from Shtuya Yayin? Terence is from Shtuya Yayin, we'd only be able to learn Avoid Tama. We won't be able to learn Avoid Tama Hakev. Kamash Malon, a Big Day Amalem, and Kunasa Malem. Which means that by Big Day Kuna, everything is possible without the Big Day Kuna. Now that we have that by big day kuna, now we take the chukah chukah, and it works the other way. And it goes back, the melamed becomes a lamed, the lamed becomes a melamed, what we thought, what we were asking, that we should learn big day kuna from shtriyayi, and now it works the other way around. And that's the way many of the Rishonim learned, that la'alach alamai said that this is only a habamin of a gemara. L'maskona by shtriyayi, and also everything is possible. Chalavayda, for that reason. Says the Gemara, Ashkechon mechusa b'om shtei minayin, tamalo asiyachu kachuka mechusa begadim. And that's how Kiveg Ataka says, if you look up Kiveg and the Gilgan, well really, he's found really more in the Rambam. He says, L'chayrida can't be Misa. That's his Nidin. If you're going to tell me that it's only Alstis Gzei Shava, so then we know it's the Chayin HaYinshim Min Adin, that it shouldn't be Misa by Shtuyayay, by Avoid Hashem Tama. That's, so in other words, he's learning, others learn, no, this is a Gilui Milsa. This is not, this is more than Stama Gzeira Shava. This is a Gilui Milsa. In other words, originally when it says Shtuyayay, and I didn't know what's included. Now that I have the Gzeira Shava, so I know it's included. The Misa is not coming from Big Day Kuna. The Misa is coming out Shtuyayay. And the chukah chukah is just a gilui, what type of avodah we're talking about. So that's a possible way to learn. That's mistama pshat l'rambam. In other words, the gzera shava gets reversed now, but we're not using the gzera shava for the einish. We're using the gzera shava only for a gilui milsa. That everything is included. All avodahs are included, even avodah shein etam. That's what comes out. The gemara says chukah chukah. For autonomy lahadlo kanosav way. I the price is mashma not like that. Wasn't it common to take him like Zerah Shavah? That's before the Zerah Shavah. After the Zerah Shavah, ain't a chanam. Says the Gemara, "V'mechusak begodim dekoyalof mishtuyayin ochi kama minayin shalein achalik be'mechusak begodim shtuyayin shochusam aglayim tamad loy machuka chuka like Zerah Shavah." So really, so ain't a chanam. It's not being malamel havdil homily. So what do I need the pasuk of lahavdil? L'chederav, derav loy moikim amoyga alei miyomatov lechav. The halacha that you can't be moira, you can't pass in a shayla after you drink, mishum shikras. We had this increases. So it's not, lohoiris is not coming to teach you mechusa begodim, it's coming to teach you hoiro. Vakati meyachanavka mehosam navka. Vinosu b'dayan ha-koyin b'kihuna limit ha-koyin gol shalovish b'koyin hedit. V'koyin gol award begodim of a-koyin hedit. V'ovar avidosei psilu. The Gemara says, mehosam avamin ani mili avoid ma'ak v'kaporet. Same thing. I would think then it's not ma'akev. The Gemara says like this. I would say loy komash malon. Komash malon. There's no difference between. Meaning, if we just have the pasuk of the ain big day malayim kenosam alayim, I would say if the kohen had it, where's the big day kohen gadol? It's good. Either kamash malon, that it's not good. Now this is not so poshut. Forgetting the avnate, that could be the avnate is a total different avnate. Meaning, the way the rishonim explain the sugya is that I would think that if a kohen had it, where's the big day kohen gadol? He's a kohen plus. Meaning, he has his four begadim that he needs. Plus, he's wearing big day kohen gadol. That wouldn't diminish the four begadim that he's wearing that he is required. That's the kamash malon that it makes it possible. Okay, that's the kamash malon that makes it possible. Now, the problem is that l'chayr, if you learn that the big day kohen hedit, the avnate of the kohen hedit, is a different avnate than the kohen gadol. So he doesn't even have his four begadim. Notice the Gemara L'chayr only works. Notice if you learn the Gemara Kepshuta, that the Gemara is saying is like this. We need two pesukim. One pasuk that we started with, Ein Bigdei Amaleim, Ein Kunasam Aleim. That teaches you if you don't have your begadim, you're not a kohen, or whatever it means. Now there's another pasuk that if a kohen had it, where's Bigdei Kohen Gadol? It's possible. Here I would think it's kosher because he has his four begadim. He has his four begadim, plus, kamash malon, but not. L'chayr, that only works if you hold the avnet of the Kohen Gadol is the same as the avnet of the Kohen Hezit. So the also meich take, in this halacha, in the Rambam, the also meich take asks, he says that there's a chil between avnet Kohen Gadol and avnet Kohen Hezit. The Rambam in Perek Ches and Klei Migdash. The Rambam says there's a difference. One is kilayim and one is not kilayim. Right? And Mele, there's a chilek in it. So Mele, effect or sameach, koin hegit, halo vish bidei kein godel, mechusa begodav. Tim kein loy tzorech li alfusa biyitu begodim. Because you chosa. That's his kasha. That's poshut. That's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying the fact that a kohen gadol wears a kohen hegit, that you don't need a pasuk for. That's nichlal and ain't big dam aleim and kunosam aleim. To have an ochu bnei aron. This new halacha, the second pasuk that we have, is only coming to tell you by yitur begadim. You would think by yitur begadim you're a kohen plus. Kamash one know that you're not. Frektor Sameach, you're not a coin plus. You're the begadim are made differently. The avnet is different. The mitznefes is different. There are differences in the begadim. So you're not four plus. Your mind is four. You have eight begadim, of which some of them don't match the four that you need. That's the kasha. That's his kasha. That's the Sameach's kasha. On the Gemara. So the emes is, I mean, it's a plea that he's the first one to ask the kasha. It's a boilet, the kasha's mamish boilet. So I think it really goes back to what we started with, that our Gemara seems to be learning it very clean. With begadim you're a kohen, without begadim you're not a kohen. And again, Rashi makes it also very clear. With begadim you're a kohen, without begadim you're a regular czar, or like Zev said, mechus, doesn't really matter. Mechus aminu, the bottom line is you don't have a Yekuhuna card. You get, and the Chil Avoid is the same Chil Avoid as a Zohar. Right? So we have that. At the same time, we have all these questions from Boma and from Ish and elsewhere. That's Mashma, not like that. So really, there's another Machloikas. So we discussed that Rav Sadia Goyen only counts the mitzvah. It seems to go like the Ramban, that it's all part of Avoid. So there's another machlokes. I'm just going to bring it in what's negeh to us over here, and that is legabi the shaila of a kohen wearing the begadim shaloi b'shas avoid. Right. So we had here a machlokes. If you look in the, let me get the rivet for you. Here, the Rambam's good. Hilchus Kilayim. Then the Halacha Lamed Beis. Zok the Rambam, Koyin Shalov should be the Kuni Shalov Bishas Avoida. Afilu b'migdo. Kilayim. Says the Rambam, for say kitzitzis. It's a mitzvah say like tzitzis. Now this flows really with the Rambam. The Rambam learns there's an asay doichalois or say big dekuna. There's a separate mitzvah to wear begadim. That mitzvah is done. And there mitzvah for him to wear the begadim. That's how he reads the Rambam. The Ravid comes. Omar Avraham told Yomu Biyume. Paul can go. He comes with his begadim, muta. Period. So he says, "Mele, it's klar that afilu shaloi b'shas avoda, im shaloi b'shas avoda." So that's the Ravitz Asoga on the Rambam that it says the in Yuma klar that he was wearing the begadim even shaloi b'shas avoda. That's his Asoga. That's the Ravitz Asoga on the Rambam. And therefore, the Ravid learns that Big Day Kuhuna is seems to be hutra. There's no wisser kilayim at the corner. It's hutra. The Rambam holds the chuy. Now, Tosfos in Yevamos also asked this kasha. Tosfos in Yevamos asked her, why don't we learn from kilayim by big day kahuna? And Tosfos goes on to say that by big day kahuna, it's tak asay doich alosis. It's not hutra mechlala, it's asay doich alosis. It seems to learn similar to the Rambam that it's not hutra, it's the chuy. Now, the interesting thing is that if you look at the Rambam, the Rambam says Mimnei Ha'avneit. Okay? He says the reason why you could, why there's Kilayim in the Begadim is because of the Avneit. Now we know the Kohen Gadol has, he's loaded with Kilayim. Not just the Avneit. He has the Choshen and the Eifed. He has, the Kohen Gadol's Begadim are Shatnas full of Shatnas. So they ask on the Rambam, why is the Rambam only worried about the Avnet? That's what he says. He's only worried about the Avnet. And the Ravid already says that when he brings down the Rambam, he says, Sharei kol ha'yoyim mutar b'mikdash, the Kohen Gadol would have begotten to hold it in the Beis HaMikdash. Really, this flows with the Rambam because the Rambam obviously must hold. There's a difference between Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hezit. First of all, he only lists the Avnet, which is the Kohen Hezit. He doesn't list the Chosh and the Eifed of the Kohen Gadol. Obviously, he must hold the Kohen Gadol is different for some reason. Which that alone is a Chatzit Shuvah on the Ravid. Because the Ravid's being masik from the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol, according to the Rambam, you have to say it was a lot of weird begotten the whole day. You have to know why. It obviously would be difficult to say that for Kohen Hezit, it's the Chuya. For Kohen Gadol, it's Hutra. That would be very hard to say. Because it's all one parasha. It's one parasha, big day kuna. That we learn out Kohen Hedjit Begadim and Kohen Gadol Begadim. So there's no real difference. So it's strange to say that there's a... But I'm just telling you the way the Rambam reads. And not only that, if you look at the Rambam in Klei HaMikdash, let me get you that Rambam, Perkhes. It's Rambam in Klei HaMikdash, Perkhes. He says over here, Big Day Kohuna Nitin Leon Ispah. He says, Big Day Kohuna, that's what he spoke about this in Mi'ila. You're a lot of Avanah. The Kohen is a lot of Avanah for the Big Day Kohuna in the Beis HaMikdash. He says, Chutz min Avneit, Mibnei Shehu Shatneis, V'osul L'Kohen Hedyit L'Loif Shai. The Rambam is clear again. It's only on the Kohen Hedyit. Kohen Gadol, not. Obviously, that's going to answer the kasha that the Ravid has on the Rambam. But that's clear, it's clear in the Rambam. He says black and white. Zog down. Also the Kohen Hedyit L'Loif Shai. It's black and white. So I would say there's a simple teretz, and this really is something that the Beis Halevi and the Shuvas touches upon. The Gemara says a machlekes, if the tzitz is maratzim, only ba'oidei al metzchoi. Is the tzitz maratzim only when it's on his forehead? Or it's always maratz. We paskin, the Rambam paskins, that the tzitz is only maratz b'oidei ha-mitzchoi. Right? So the Kohen Gadol always needs the tzitz. And if the Kohen Gadol l'chayr is wearing the tzitz without the other begadim, it's not miyuchas. So l'chayr, he has to wear the tzitz with the begadim. Memele, that also explains why in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam says, mitzvah on the Kohen Gadol that he should be lovish begadim. He doesn't use the Lashon b'shas avodah. The Kohen Gadol is in a ongoing state of levishas begadim. Memela, that's why he was not worried about the choshen and the eifoyer. And that's why he only says Kohen Hedit. And that answers why the Gemara, the same thing with the Gemara. The Gemara is Lashon. But the problem that we have to bear in mind here is that L'chaira, what is the gather of the Kohen Hedyit, Kohen Gadol's begadim, Shaloi B'Shas Avodah? They are big day avodah. The whole concept is shver. Meaning, halachically, so we have a mahalach. The mahalach is that a Kohen Gadol, he has a mitzvah to always wear the begadim. And Mele, whenever he's in the Beis HaMikdash, he has a mitzvah to wear the begadim. And the raya is, because the tzitz is only maratzah, b'oidei al-mitzvah. And And in order for the tzitz to work, l'chayri, you need all the begadim work as a package. We don't find that the begadim have a chashivas independently. So mele, he needs all the begadim. Mele, there's no problem. But if you go a step further than that, you have to ask, yeah, but what is the gedder of the Kohen Gadol wearing the Big Day Kohuna Shaloi B'Shas Avayit? The mitzvah of Levishas Begadim is the same, the Kohen Hedith and Kohen Gadol. It's one parasha and parasha Tetzaveh. And the parasha lists the Begadim as Big Day Avayit. So it's true, you're telling me from the fact that you see that the tzitz needs to be on his forehead to be mechaper. And in order for the tzitz to be mechaper, he needs all the begadim. Must be. Yeah, but what's the gedder? What gedder does it have? These are big day avoider. These are not begadim stam. That's why, l'moshel, if the kohen outside the Beis HaMikdash, the kohen gadol cannot wear the big day kohen. Right? Because it's we don't say, well, we need a kapara of the tzitz. You know, go put on the begadim. It's outside the Beis HaMikdash. There's no makom for the begadim. So, l'chayre, shaloi b'shas avoda. Especially where the Rambam is learning, shaloi b'shas avoda. So, therefore, I would say that the begadim are machshirei avoda. As long as a kohen is oimed la'avoda, there's a mitzvah for him to wear the begadim. Because it's a machshirei avoda, there's a mitzvah. The Rambam is saying it's no mitzvah. The Rambam wants no. There's a new mitzvah that make big day kodesh la'aron achicha l'chav l'sefaros. It's a new mitzvah. But the mitzvah, the Rambam agrees, connects to avoda. So the mitzvah is only when there's avoda. So a kohen hedyot who needs a minui, see, you're getting in here. We're getting back to minui. The kohen hedyot who needs a minui every time he does avoda. So by him shaloi b'shas avoda, he's not oimed l'avoda. Hal to Rambam, he can't wear begadim then, because the begadim are there as a machshir avoda. But kohen gadol doch makriv rishon. Kohen gadol overrides the goyro and the mishmar. Kohen Gadol is always a mukhshir la'avoda. He's always a mukhshir la'avoda. If he wasn't mukhshir la'avoda, his begadim would be meaningless. The reason why his begadim makes sense is because his begadim are makhshir him la'avoda. That's what they do. The begadim are makhshir him la'avoda. And that's why the begadim makes sense. That's why it makes sense for him to wear begadim. Always. So when the Rambam gives a different uptaich of the mitzvah of the kohen hedyot, the kohen gadol, it's only in one nekuda. The one nekuda is that the kohen gadol is memunah to do avodah the whole day. There is never a time that he's not memunah to do avodah. So for him, the begadim are always acting as a machshirei avodah. They're always acting as a machshirei avodah. And for the kohen hedyot. He's not mamunah to do avodah. And therefore, for him, it's not a machshir avodah. Now, this answers a slew of questions. First of all, how is a kohen hedyot allowed to wear the begadim when he's not mamish doing avodah? He has to put it on before. All the kashas we had then, Shagas Arya's kasha, they did the goyro. They were wearing the begadim when they did the goyro. How can we wear begadim? According to the Rambam, how can we wear begadim? Right? The teretz is, that's all machshir avodah. Any kohen that's wearing the begadim for machshir avoda, that alone is the mitzvah. He's mekayim the mitzvah. You don't have to come out. I once said a pshat based on a chassam sefer that it's like moichik ksus. If you remember, I said a pshat like that. That was more in a drash. In other words, the kohen is wearing the begadim for the purpose of avoda, so he's not doing it for his own anah. So therefore, just like a salesman could wear shatnez to show the suit. The Gemara in Yevamos, right? That I was saying more b'machshava. What I'm telling you now is much stronger than that, which is that the mitzvah for a kohen to wear the begadim is als hechshir avoda, period. So long that the begadim are being worn for that reason, it's a mitzvah aseh, and it's doicha the yisra of kilai. A kohen hedyot who needs a separate appointment for each time he does avodah. So it's only a machshir avodah when he's going to do avodah. The Kohen Gadol, who's in a constant state of a minui to do avodah, so for him, it's always a machshir for avodah. That's why he can wear it all the time. And that's why the Rambam wasn't worried about shatnas by the big day Kohen Gadol. It wasn't negeya. It was only negeya for the Kohen Gadol. Now, this din that the Gemara said is Zoros. I believe that the Zoros that the Gemara is saying is very simple. Why are we calling this Zoros versus Tume, all the other Psulei Avoida? We don't say it's you're a Zor, right? Dafke here we say it's a Zor. Why? Because all the other Psulim, right, are only Chal Bishas the Maisa Avoida. It's a Tume. Tumah is Mechal Kachim, right? It's only Mechal Kachim when the two meet. They meet simultaneously. The Tumah and the Zrika or the Kabbalah or the Shechita. They meet together. There's not one moment where it precedes it. So therefore, all of those Psulim relate to the Avoida, not to the Gavra. Because in order to be to the Gavra, it has to be that you could say it preceded the Avoida. You know, like a Balmum. Balmum is on the person. It precedes the Avoida. A Balmum is possible to do Avoida. It's not that an Avoida that's done by a Balmum is possible. No. You're a Balmum, and a Mele, you're possible to do Avoida. It's you, not the Avoida. It's you. Yes, the Avoida will become possible. Now, the way we're explaining that the Big Day Kuna act as a Machshir to do Avoida, right? So the Big Day Kahuna actually make you prior to Avoida Roy to do Avoida. So therefore it's Enkunosam Alam. Because the reason why we're calling this different than everything else is because this is being Machshir you. Not because Big Day Kahuna make you into a Kohen. We would really be able to say it always. We'd say, you know what? A Kohen Tame? Ain't Tarosay Olav, ain't Kunosay Olav. We don't say that. Why don't we say that? Because there isn't a moment where it's ain't Kunosay Olav, because the problem, Tuma is meets. The Avoida doesn't precede it. So anything that doesn't precede the Avoida is connected directly to the Avoida. Anything which precedes the Avoida is Miyachas to the Gavra. So when the Gemara says, Ein kunosam aleim, the Gemara is saying is, this is a psul in you. That's all, this is a psul in you. You're possible to do avodah. Once you're possible to avodah, so you're like a zor. But it's not that something to do with your, that it's different than tumah, because it's part of almost like your genetic. Without the begadim, you don't have the genetic. That's not the point. It's like any psul kachim. The only thing is, any psul kachim that's chal on you before the avodah, that's on the Gavra. Any psul kachim which is chal b'shas avoida, that's on the avoida. So now it's very simple. By an isha, both kashas are going to be answered. By an isha, that's what Tosis means. Tosis is saying, by a woman, if she doesn't have the din, machshia, memela, she's not possible. I see a different kasha. Koyan, if a koyan does avoida without the big day kuhuna, he does shechita. No. He's worse. Why is he worse? Because he needs it. He needs it. For him, it's a mum.
So that's why Bomo also.
That exactly. When we say Zohar, this is what I'm trying to make clear here is that Zohar is a, exactly, Zohar is a Psul Gavra. Really, we'd be able to say a Kohen Tame is a Zohar. The only reason why we don't say that is because it doesn't precede Avoida. So what does Zohar mean? Zohar means you're a stranger. We had a Gemara in Makkos that a Kohen who eats from a carbon oila is over the kol Zohar lo yechal kodesh. He's not a Zohar, he's a Kohen. Teresis. But Lagabi eating from an oil, he's a Zor. The shame Zorus is technically possible by any psul. Because in this matzav, you're a stranger. So why does the Gemara only use it here? The reason why the Gemara uses it here is because it precedes the Avodah. The whole mitzvah is before you do Avodah, and that's Taka going back to the Lashon HaRambam and the Sefer Mitzvahs. The Rambam says the mitzvah is Sheyilbash Akoyim Big Day Kuna Vaz Yavod. There's no mitzvah Sheyitar Atzmoy V'Achakach Yavod. No! If you do Avodah when you're Tomei, there's no mitzvah to prepare for the Avodah by Kuna. So now, by a Bama, there would be a Havamina without a Pasuk. That a Koyin has a din, just like the Koyin has to wear the Big Day Kuna B'Shashit. He has to wear Kuna, Big Day Kuna B'Shashit. Fakelt comes twice in Kiddush. And twice says that a woman, Zikr, doesn't have a Psul Zoros, because she doesn't have a din to wear the Begadim. So just like a Yisrael could do Shechita without Big Day Kuna, so a Isha would be able to do Avodah. That really is Mataris Tolvin. Now we have to go to the main complicated part of the sugi, is Mirusholim, but that we'll leave for next week in Mitzvah Shem.
With the Kayan drinking the wine, what is that? Heksha? What's that? When he can't avoid the when he drinks wine.